accidents and disasters. 1. Part A, micro-listening.
Note-taking. Drill 1. In this part, you will hear a list of the worst air disasters in the world. Listen carefully and fill in the table with the information you get from the tape.
1. On August 12, 1985, 520 passengers were killed when a JAL-747 crashed near Tokyo soon after its takeoff.
2. On June 23, 1985, 329 passengers were killed when an Air India Boeing 747 crashed off the coast of Ireland.
3. On May 25, 1979, an American Airlines DC-10 crashed on takeoff in Chicago, killing 273 people.
4. On October 31st, 1996, at least 95 people were killed after a Brazilian jetliner crashed soon after its takeoff on a domestic flight from Sao Paulo, Brazil.
5. On November 1st, 1996, a Nigerian Boeing 727 airliner crashed near Lagos, killing 141 people.
Drill 2. You will hear a passage about an air disaster. It will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and supply the missing words. On November 13, 1996, the world's worst mid-air collision between a passenger plane and a cargo plane near New Delhi killed about 350 people. The two planes crashed on the North Indian Plain, 80 kilometers west of New Delhi. There were no survivors among the 312 people aboard the passenger plane, a Saudi Arabia airliner Boeing 747 that had just taken off from New Delhi on Tuesday evening, or among the 37 people on a cargo plane that was prepared to land. On November 13, 1996, the world's worst mid-air collision between a passenger plane and a cargo plane near New Delhi killed about 350 people. The two planes crashed on the North Indian Plain, 80 kilometers west of New Delhi. There were no survivors among the 312 people aboard the passenger plane, a Saudi Arabia airliner Boeing 747 that had just taken off from New Delhi on Tuesday evening, or among the 37 people on a cargo plane that was prepared to land. On November 13, 1996, the world's worst mid-air collision between a passenger plane and a cargo plane near New Delhi killed about 350 people. The two planes crashed on the North Indian Plain, 80 kilometers west of New Delhi. There were no survivors among the 312 people aboard the passenger plane, a Saudi Arabia airliner Boeing 747 that had just taken off from New Delhi on Tuesday evening, or among the 37 people on a cargo plane that was prepared to land.
Part B, Mackerel Listening. Passage 1. We are all survivors.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
I'm Bill Daniels. I live in Chicago. I was working in my office on the 28th floor of a skyscraper. I was dictating some letters to my secretary when the fire bell rang. I rushed out to the elevator, but it wasn't working. The stairs were full of thick smoke. We couldn't go down, so we had to go up to the roof. When we got there, some people were waiting calmly. Others were shouting and screaming wildly. A helicopter managed to land on the roof and rescued 6 of us before the building collapsed.
My name is Maggie Davis. I was on holiday in the South Pacific, and I was staying on a small island. I was having a rest when the volcano erupted. The noise woke me up. I looked through the window. Everybody was running towards the harbor. I just put on a coat and ran to the harbor, too. I managed to get on a ship. It was leaving when the lava hit the town.
Hello. I'm George Green. I'm a farmer. I was working in the field behind my house when I saw the plane. It was on fire. Smoke was coming from the engines, and it was coming down fast. I was running toward my house when it crashed into the trees behind me. I heard a terrible explosion. When I woke up, I was lying in a hospital bed.
Question number 1. What disasters did the 3 people survive?
Question number 2. What was Bill doing when the disaster came?
Question number 3. What was Maggie doing when she noticed the disaster?
Question number 4. What was George doing when the disaster happened? 2. Listen to the passage again and complete the following chart with the information you get from the tape.
I'm Bill Daniels. I live in Chicago. I was working in my office on the 28th floor of a skyscraper. I was dictating some letters to my secretary when the fire bell rang. I rushed out to the elevator, but it wasn't working. The stairs were full of thick smoke. We couldn't go down, so we had to go up to the roof. When we got there, some people were waiting calmly. Others were shouting and screaming wildly. A helicopter managed to land on the roof and rescued 6 of us before the building collapsed.
My name is Maggie Davis. I was on holiday in the South Pacific, and I was staying on a small island. I was having a rest when the volcano erupted. The noise woke me up. I looked through the window. Everybody was running towards the harbor. I just put on a coat and ran to the harbor, too. I managed to get on a ship. It was leaving when the lava hit the town.
Hello. I'm George Green. I'm a farmer. I was working in the field behind my house when I saw the plane. It was on fire. Smoke was coming from the engines. And it was coming down fast. I was running toward my house when it crashed into the trees behind me. I heard a terrible explosion. When I woke up, I was lying in a hospital bed.
Passage 2. A man-made calamity.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
4 people were killed and more than 50 injured when fans rushed to get into a stadium in Chicago yesterday where a British pop group was giving its last concert in the city. The incident occurred when the gates were opened to admit a huge crowd of young people waiting outside the stadium for the sale of unreserved seat tickets. People were knocked over in the rush. The injured were sent to the hospital immediately, but 3, including a 14-year-old high school student, died on the way, and 1 died this morning. 20 have already left the hospital after regular medical checkup and treatment. 6 are still under emergency treatment. The pop group was unaware of what had happened, and the concert later went ahead as planned. A police spokesman said that the police had decided to allow the concert to proceed in order to avoid further trouble, but they insisted the organizers of the concert be responsible for the incident. Roger Bodman, CNN, from Chicago.
Question number 1. What happened in Chicago yesterday?
Question number 2. What might not be one of the causes of the incident?
Question number 3. How many people were killed in the incident?
Question number 4. What were the young people probably doing outside the stadium?
Question number 5. How did the incident affect the concert?
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and write yes or no to each statement you hear.
4 people were killed and more than 50 injured when fans rushed to get into a stadium in Chicago yesterday where a British pop group was giving its last concert in the city. The incident occurred when the gates were opened to admit a huge crowd of young people waiting outside the stadium for the sale of unreserved seat tickets. People were knocked over in the rush. The injured were sent to the hospital immediately, but 3, including a 14-year-old high school student, died on the way, and 1 died this morning. 20 have already left the hospital after regular medical checkup and treatment. 6 are still under emergency treatment. The pop group was unaware of what had happened, and the concert later went ahead as planned. A police spokesman said that the police had decided to allow the concert to proceed in order to avoid further trouble, but they insisted the organizers of the concert be responsible for the incident. Roger Bodman, CNN, from Chicago. Number 1. The British pop group gave only 1 concert in Chicago.
Number 2. Pop fans are usually violent people.
Number 3. The police allowed the concert to go on so that further trouble was avoided.
Number 4. The tragedy could have been avoided if the unreserved seat tickets had not been sold.
Number 5. It was believed that the organizers, not the fans, should take the responsibility for the incident.
This is the end of Lesson 15.
question of